Hey guys, welcome back to Marketing Food Online. In this podcast, I'm going to go over the 7 most popular and profitable concession foods for your food business. All right, guys, so here we go. So I've been wanting to put this podcast together in regards to concession food business because it's actually one of the smallest, it's one of the least investment needed types of businesses that you can truly start on a very small scale and then scale it up into a larger business. Concessions are, of course, found everywhere from sporting events to universities to campuses to any type of event outside, music festivals and fairs. So the trick is, the key is to try to find out what is the most popular food or what is the highest margin, easily produced and easily made food product that I could sell and make a really good margin on. If I'm doing this on a weekend part-time, if you're just starting out and you wanted to give it a shot, I'm going to give you 7 foods that are super inexpensive that offer a really a huge variety of ways that you can present it to make it appealing as far as the flavors are concerned to your customers. And again, not having to delve out a huge amount of money to invest in doing this. The payroll, if you're going to bring on 1 or 2 people on board, would be very, very minimal because of the amount of prep time being cut down. Because most of these products require very little to almost no prep time to create them, specifically because they're in bulk. And I'm going to show you exactly how we do that and how you can actually get almost half of these items pre-made. So you literally either heat and serve, or you can sell them as is, and it's a quick turnaround and it's a quick sale. So let me get into this list really quick. And of course, some of these you may know offhand, of course, and because you've probably seen them at festivals or you may have seen them at events where you've been. But the list consists of the following. So we have popcorn. You have pretzels, which are those large, oversized pretzels, which are hugely popular. Nachos, which can actually be purchased in bulk of those ingredients and literally served up instantaneously without having to do pretty much anything with those. Snow cones, cotton candy, and of course corn dogs and ice cream. So these foods, these seven items are like staples at pretty much any event that you go to. Why would I recommend these 7? And I'm going to go through each one of them, and I'm going to explain to you how it's easy to produce them, and then ways that you can actually present them flavor-wise, flavor profiles, in many, many ways, so you can attract much more people than just giving out some boring, bland-flavored product that everyone else is selling, and how you can differentiate yourself. So let's get started with the popcorn. Number one, popcorn, of course, is an easy handheld food product. It's great for fairs and festivals and different events because it's easy to package, it's simple to hold, and it's simple to eat. Now, these are obviously things that you need to also think about when you're creating a menu or wanting to look into making a food item specifically for a concession business, because you don't want something that's messy, that requires a lot of utensils. You're not a food truck. This is not something that's going to be a food truck. This is going to be a concession business. So you're going to be inside of some type of small building or some type of small canopy. It's not necessarily something that you're looking to create on a very large food truck that's got a lot of overhead and big equipment and machinery. That's not needed for these items. So if you want to do something unique, popcorn is great, as I said before, but how can you differentiate yourself? Well, there is a company called SpiceBarn.com, and SpiceBarn.com has a huge variety, 28 flavors actually, of bulk. You can buy it in bulk in 1-pound bags or even bigger. 28 different flavors of popcorn seasoning. So what would separate yourself is if you did an entire concession dedicated to freshly made popcorn that offers 28 flavors. That is a huge draw because you're not just selling buttered and salted popcorn like everybody else. You can offer these spices and put them into shaker containers that allow the customer to customize their popcorn. Now, it may sound kind of silly, like, you know, why would that be such a big deal, or why would that set you apart? Well, you can go to anywhere, any event that has a popcorn vendor. You can even go to the movie theaters. They hardly ever have a variety of seasonings or flavor profiles that they can change the flavor of the popcorn, making it more appealing to much more people. Like if you had half of those flavors, if you had even 14 different flavors available for people to put on their popcorn right as you freshly pop it, you're going to attract kids, adults, anyone who's got looking for something unique and as far as flavors are concerned that may have not normally came over because they just get tired of having buttered and salted popcorn. With flavors like jalapeno, and you've got cheddar cheese, and you've got even Cinnabon flavors, you can make them a sweeter version as opposed to a savory. All of these different flavor profiles will differentiate yourself and set you apart at any type of event if you're looking to get into popcorn. Popcorn, by the way, is unbelievably profitable. All you truly need is a popper, which may be the biggest investment that you're going to make. And the corn is purchased in bulk in literally just a couple dollars a pound, or even 5 or 6 pounds at a time. You can get it for a couple dollars. And then the seasonings themselves. Now, if you wanted to control how much seasonings people are using, you can offer the popcorn seasoned. You simply ask the customer, what flavor would you like? And you control the popcorn seasoning. So you got to keep that in mind, too. If you just leave some shakers out on the table, there could be kids that come by or other people who are the adults, the mom and dads, that just start going a little crazy with the flavor. And they start shaking it, using up more of that product than they really need. So you can create the flavors, and you season it, and you spice it up, and then give it to the customer. Next thing in line is pretzels. Now, to kind of piggyback on the idea of doing the flavored popcorn, pretzels are the exact same way. If you use these oversized pretzels, you buy these pretzels pre-made, you get them and you can either microwave them or put them in a pretzel warmer, the machine that actually warms it, and keeps them warm and toasty and ready to go. You can coat them with butter really quick and then sprinkle on any type of seasoning from those popcorn sprinkles, popcorn flavorings. And now you've created this entirely new different flavor of pretzel, which normally you either get it salted or cinnamon sugar is all the two varieties I've ever noticed at any festival or fair is just salt or cinnamon sugar, which there's nothing wrong with that. But what if you could offer 28 different flavors based on just shaking on some seasonings that are used traditionally for popcorn? You can now open up an entire concession stand with 28 flavored pretzels. You would attract a heck of a lot more customers. So that's a really good tip, really great way to open up the flavor profiles and offer something different or unique at these fairs and festivals and different events other than just a standard pretzel with salt on it. So, now the next one up is nachos. Now there's several ways you can do this. The nachos, you can get them obviously done, purchased in bulk. You can get the chips. You don't have to fry them necessarily. You can get them done in bulk. And then you can either come up with some cheese-flavored toppings that you've got a variety of flavors other than just nacho cheese. Or you can go into, as well, those popcorn seasonings. Again, not to ride it through the entire list of stuff here, but the nachos are the same way. If you get a handful of nachos and you have a warmer where you can just heat them very gently, heat them right before the customer gets them, and you sprinkle on one of those 28 different flavor popcorn seasonings, it's going to stick to the chip. And then you're going to offer the variety of different flavored chips, similar to like a Doritos does, where they have multiple flavors of nachos. But you can offer something along with that nacho cheese, and then again, setting yourself apart because of the flavor profiles that you've got, right? So moving on to the snow cones, this is a no-brainer. Shaved ice businesses are extremely profitable. Reason being is that you are literally just selling frozen water. And many of the flavorings that you get, the syrups that you put on top, can be purchased in bulk. And you control that as far as how much the syrup you want to put on it, so you don't allow other you know, kids or adults to come up and start to overuse the syrups and flavorings. But the margins on them are huge because it costs pennies per serving to actually make. And that is another great, especially during like spring and summertime events. When it's hot out, of course, anything with ice or something to cool people off, it's going to be popular, and you can be anywhere from a $3 to a $6 price point for a product that costs pennies to produce. So now moving on to cotton candy, another staple, of course, at any festival or fair or event, but cotton candy has actually come a long way. There is a handful of units that are on the market that you can get refurbished or brand new. And some of them you can literally invest just a few $100s, which you would literally make back in almost a two-day, like a weekend event. You can make back the investment for the unit itself in a matter of just a couple of days. The margins are huge because it's literally spun sugar. It's sugar and it's either flavored or it's colored. And again, you can buy all of this stuff pre-done, so all you're doing is making it as the customer needs it. So you're not having to produce a ton of it and then have it left over and then you're not selling it. Make it either to order or you can make small quantities of it and test out the market, test out the fair or the event that you're at and see how much of it sells. What time of the year does it sell? Remember, there's a lot of products that sell great during fall and even winter events, believe it or not. And then there's a lot of products that do better, of course, during summer and spring. That's going to be up to you. You can test the market in your local area, hit up a few events and just try it out and see what sells and how much of it sells. So moving on to the next one, of course, corn dogs. Now, there are two ways that you can do this one. This one could be a freshly prepared product that is made to order by taking, you know, the hot dog, putting it on the stick, and you have to have a batter. And then you got to fry it, then you got to oil. Now, that method is a little more involved, and it's a little more costly as far as having the right permits to prepare food on the premises of an event. That's one thing. If you're buying them pre-made and you're simply warming them up and serving them with a sauce or a mustard or ketchup, that's totally different than preparing it in person and freshly made. But of course, there's a quality issue too. Of course, making them fresh to order is much different than just warming something up. But corn dogs are an item that actually are good year-round. It could be a spring or summer event, hot outside, it doesn't matter. Or it could be even a fall festival or even a winter festival. Because of the fact that it's really a food product. It's not a candy like a cotton candy. It's not a snow cone. It's really meant for hot days. Pretzels and the corn dogs are something that are anytime, year-round, in almost any event would be perfect. So moving on to the last one, ice cream is a no-brainer. A summer or spring event, ice cream is phenomenal. It's a great seller. If you're into making it yourself, you can definitely do that. It is quite intensive, though, if you're going to make your own. I would highly recommend you literally buy this type of a product in bulk. You can get it from a food service company. And what I'm going to do is put down some links below in the description for all of these different items and then what you would need to make them and places that you can get them. I'll put some links in the description for you to check those out for yourself. But buying ice cream in bulk, the only challenge with ice cream, though, is that you need to make sure you have the refrigerant. You have a refrigerator, you've got that freezer available on the premises, and the tendency to melt if you don't have a proper freezer, you have a tendency to lose some of the product, and then that would be some of the money you've invested. So just keep that in mind too. So what I would recommend out of these seven, specifically during hot times, spring and summer, I would incorporate on your menu popcorn, pretzels, nachos, the candy, the cotton candy, and the corn dogs. Hands down are the best for any time of the year, okay? If you're looking for something specifically to cool people off, of course, snow cones, ice creams, ice cream bars, those types of things are great. Just keep in mind that you need to have a really good freezer unit on the premises that you were working with, okay? Preferably one that you own, I would recommend. So with that being said, I hope that this was kind of informative for a beginner or someone who's an intermediate concession food business entrepreneur. If you're already doing this, these are some items that maybe you should think about adding to your list. If not, then these are items that are great and inexpensive to start with, okay? So, as always, I appreciate you guys listening and taking your time. And if this was helpful, do give me a big thumbs up for the podcast. I always appreciate the feedback. If you have questions about concession businesses, please do let me know down below. And again, I'll leave some links at least to get you started in researching and finding some products and different equipment if you're looking to do one of these businesses. You can see for yourself the investment cost and how much it starts at. So take care, and I'll see you guys on the next podcast.